Tonight is Veterans Day. So it's a day to make sure you say thank you to the folks that have been out there. But it's also a day to reflect on some very tough issues and tough conversations. Because you've heard the number 22, the number that became well known as being the number of suicides that occurred daily among military personnel and retired. And Frank Larkin is a 40th Sergeant at Arms of the United States Senate, a Navy SEAL, and sadly the father of a SEAL who took his own life. And so on this Veterans Day, Frank Larkin is the chair of Warrior Call, a grassroots campaign aimed at boosting connection among the military and veterans through increased peer-to-peer connection. Frank, good to have you here.
Hey, thank you, Steve. And
Frank, are you there?
I am, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, there you are. Good. Wanted to make sure we had a connection here. These are tough stories, Frank. Tough stories. And on Veterans Day, we need to talk about it. People need to know that they have people they can turn to. They need to know there are people they can talk to. They need to know there are people that care about what happens to them. Where do you want to begin?
It's exactly that, Steve, and that's what this campaign is all about, National Warrior Call Day. It's to really launch a national movement where we make a call to those that have served in uniform, both military and our first responders. We take a call from them when it comes, and we have an honest conversation. Many of these men and women that have served us in uniform have, you know, wrestled with some extremely tough issues through their career, their life experience, and often courting invisible wounds, you know, the burdens that they come home from their deployments back into our society that really doesn't understand the challenges that they have. And they get isolated and they go down dark paths where bad things happen. So our outreach is simple. It's at the deck plate, grassroots. Simply pick up the phone or take a visit to somebody that served, have a conversation, and hopefully sense whether they're in a good or bad place, get them connected up to resources, and pull them out of the darkness.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of really good people involved with your organization, taking it seriously, trying to reduce that number. A letter signed by 27 Medal of Honor recipients endorsing your effort. So you've also got several former Secretaries of Veterans Affairs endorsing the effort. I mean, this is something that is gaining traction, Frank, isn't it?
Yes, and over 50 other nonprofits and benevolents like us have all recognized that we have to lock arms for a unity of effort. To create a change in our culture where this becomes a practice beyond just the recognition of one day, but something that we do throughout the year to stay connected to those that have separated from their tribe, from their families, from their teammates. It's extremely powerful when you're part of something, and it's incredibly damaging when you fall away from that.
Yeah. When you come home from what it is to be in a war zone, or in your case, a variety of dangerous situations, to try to come home and walk in the supermarket, it's not that easy, is it?
No, very often, you know, we learn from these men and women that they simply put on a mask to get through the day. They may look like, you know, they're moving about us, you know, without any issue, but inside, you know, they're wrestling with their demons. They are wrestling with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, moral injury, which we don't talk about a lot because of what they're exposed to often when they're deployed. Things that, you know, challenge their own core values and morality, especially when they come home and they don't feel that they can talk about it because, you know, quite frankly, our society has become very judgmental. And then you have substance use disorder. They're all in pain, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. And they try to numb that pain. And as we're finding now, there's a growing body of evidence that, you know, there's a lot of traumatic brain injury that may underline this, except that we don't have that, you know, being able to see it. So therefore, a lot of this defaults to a behavioral health or mental health diagnosis, which does go hand in glove with a lot of the TBI, but we just need the science to help us understand.
Yeah. Well, greatly appreciate you being here. Tell me how folks can get involved.
So first of all, National Warrior Call Day is set for this coming Sunday, November 13th. We hope to get it marked on the calendar, provided Congress can come through for us with this Senate resolution, 754. They can go to our website, warriorcall.org. A lot of information there. And they can be part of the solution, you know, deputize themselves to be part of this movement. Simply just pick up the phone, make a call to somebody that you know and say, hey, how are you doing? And take it from there.
Frank Larkin was the Sergeant at Arms, United States Senate, Navy SEAL, veteran, and a son he lost to suicide. Frank, greatly appreciate you being here. I know it's tough duty, but that's how you spent your life, is in tough duty. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. You know, this is the mission my son's given me, and I'm going to take it into the end zone. So thank you for the time, and thank you to your listeners.
Excellent. Excellent. Veterans Day 2022. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll take a break and be right back.